Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest. Today is Friday, and I can't wait for the weekend to start. This week has been a bit tough for us in this business. With all this, is it Canada? What is this? All this Chicago, wahala.
Not Toronto.
And people, all kinds. I've listened to all kinds of legal, what legalese about it. Like I said this morning at 7:30, it's a moral issue, and let everybody be responsible. Those, you know, on all sides, let's all be responsible adults and not set a bad example for our... It's bad enough as it is. And I saw this coming from 1985. I remember I wrote an article then that the way we are going is going to determine the way we will be. And see where we are now, Kofi. See where we are. I predicted in 85. In 85, we're all enjoying ourselves, but you could see it was coming slowly, okay? Currency, for example, at that time was that it came down to about it came to about 4-1 in the black market, okay?
Because of SAP?
Because of SAP. No, you know that gentleman devalued overnight. I'm even talking of the moral side of things.
Okay.
And see where we are today. And so we want all of us, everybody should be responsible. We should be men of honor. Sometimes it's better for you to keep quiet than to say something stupid, trying to explain what is clear to everybody. And I think one thing that annoys a lot of people more is when they know that you know, and you keep insisting, you know, making it look as if they are stupid, you know. I beg to this Friday, let's enjoy ourselves. I beg. today we usually deal with things that tend to encourage youth development. And I have another daughter here. I've known you for how long now?
7 years.
You actually do look like my first daughter. I'm gonna look at you again. I hope she's watching. So I have my daughter here. Because of her brand is so strong that I've forgotten her real name. No, it's true. You know, your name is
Chiamaka.
I wouldn't, for the life of me,
remember.
I've always known you since you left Covenant University. Yeah. That was how many years ago?
I left 11 years ago.
What, 11 years ago I knew you?
Yeah, no, you knew me about 8 to 9 years ago.
9 years ago, because you had just finished youth service.
Yes, I had just finished.
You have to talk to the mic so we can hear you.
Okay, I just finished
youth service. Yes. And you told me then that, come forward. No, move your chair forward.
Okay.
You told me then that you are not thinking of employment. And even if you don't want to admit it, don't worry, the tax people are on holiday. They don't listen on Fridays. Even if you don't want to admit it, you've done very, very well, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
Now, I liked, you know, back then, things were not even as bad as this. And I must say, you were the third or fourth student from Covenant University that I would interact with. And I'm not running an advert for them, but I must say that the programs they run, development, apart from doing subjects like sociology and all these things,
yeah,
but that entrepreneurial, whatever, you're a very good example. You're a shining example of that.
Thank you, sir.
The only problem I have with Covenant, though, is all this make them no use phone. Is it still in existence?
It's still in existence, yes.
Why would you say undergraduates shouldn't have phones?
They can use other devices.
You can always use your tab now.
Yes.
You put a SIM in the tab.
No, the seamless tabs.
You can put an eSIM on it.
Well,
they're not
yeah.
going to say I'm
the students have their ways, you know.
Sorry?
The students have their ways.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's, we are both agreeing.
Let's not go there.
No. But honestly, I'm always proud to two universities that I'm always proud to hear of, amongst others. Of course, Unilag is one of them, but so that it won't look as if I'm vain.
Imagine.
But two universities, you know, stand out for me.
Okay.
I have the new ones, and that's your university.
Yeah.
And Pan African University.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
A good one too. Yeah, okay. But the others will catch up at some point.
Yeah.
So 8 years down the line, what's your bank account like? Be honest now.
It's good enough.
It's good. Chineke. It's good enough for what?
Well, for life, for living.
But did you set out How did you get the name social prefect, come to think of it?
Okay, so the name was, I wasn't a social prefect in secondary school.
Okay.
People usually ask that all the time.
Yes.
So I was given the name. I used to work in Jumia back then.
Yes.
Actually, after NYC, I did work.
You did work?
Yes, I did. For 2 years, I worked in an e-commerce company. And it was pretty interesting. So there, I used to give people like where to go out in Lagos. I used to also organize some trips for friends.
On in the social media?
No, not on social media. Just amongst
just
my
for friends.
Yes. So about two people nicknamed me social prefect, that I should be the social prefect of our office. That
okay.
I know a lot of people. I'm very social. And also, you know, social prefect back then used to organize the excursions in school.
Yes.
They were like the fun prefects. They used to organize social nights.
Yes.
And I used to do stuff like that. So
before you take it on, so can I comfortably say it started as fun?
It started as fun, yeah, definitely.
And today,
fun.
Even if I look you from top to bottom self, Mr. Battelle.
Yes, sir.
Check out this babe now.
Yeah, like Buhari from top to bottom.
From top to bottom. Top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
I'm so happy.
Thank you, sir.
When I look at you, I spoke to my own daughter this morning.
Oh.
It just gives me, and I have a few other sons and daughters, you know, all over the place. When I see that, in spite, they don't make excuses.
In spite,
you came at a trying time for this country. You didn't sit back on Twitter and start complaining about how one generation did you in. You went straight. I didn't even know that you worked for Jumia. You know, I don't. All I knew all along was that you were talking about tourism. You know, doing
tourism,
tours.
Yeah.
Now, and you started by doing Nigeria tours around.
Yes, tours around Nigeria.
So, do you still do those tours in spite of the security challenges?
No, we stop at the southwestern region for now.
Mm.
Yes, until Nigeria gets to a place where, you know, like this. Good, proper security.
Mm.
Yeah, but before we used to go all the way to Bauchi.
I know, I saw your Instagram is very interesting.
Yeah, and those were really interesting.
Didn't you go to Maiduguri or something?
No, we didn't go to Maiduguri.
But we know these northern places look the same.
But they're actually the most beautiful parts of Nigeria.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to scenery.
Scenery,
and you want to see culture.
Authentic culture.
Authentic culture. That's another. I agree with you. But there must have been some things that discouraged you, though, initially.
Initially.
Mm. Let's start with your parents. After your dad sent
you're
you
very
to,
right.
He
right.
sent you to governor.
You're very right.
He said you want to do one such a prefect something. How's your dad, anyway?
He's very well, thank
Good.
You, sir. So, and my mom, too, as well.
And your mom, as well.
In case she's listening, too.
Morning, Ada. How are you?
Okay, so the thing is, my parents were actually worried. Why is this girl just moving up and down? They used to call me Wakadube.
Mm.
There's another sickness called wandering tendency.
Yes.
It's like when someone just wanders. They used to call me that, WT for short. Like, I just love to go around. I'm very adventurous.
And you're restless.
And so they wondered why I was always going. But when they start seeing me in newspapers, on media,
mm-hmm.
when they start seeing the money coming, they now start to respect.
They saw the money.
No, not me. Something like that. So they start to respect me, you know, and they start
so
to respect
if we
what
see,
I was doing.
If we see Ada in the latest Sankara whatever now, we should be thanking you.
Well, I'm part of it.
You're part of it, yes. It's nice though. The reason why I bring people like you to my program is to encourage younger people.
Yes.
That don't spend your time on social media grumbling, complaining there are no jobs. Think of something.
No,
look at how you started. You started by taking people on tours to
Lekki Conservation Center.
I remember when you started.
Yes.
Now.
And
yes.
Now we do
and now you go
tours
to where?
Africa. Around
really?
The world, yeah. We even go as far as Singapore.
Wow. Irony.
Yes. I love Singapore.
Yeah. Just by doing this job, I have been to 23 countries.
Why do you love Singapore? You're nodding your head.
Because it's a nice country.
This one is a male lakuna kuna. Who feels female to enter the class?
You know, you kept talking about university today, and I was wondering, you know, university, but it's okay.
Look,
tell us, you wanted something about university?
No.
You see, why I single out her own university. The other universities are good. I went to Unilag. But nobody taught us anything about
entrepreneurship. Yeah.
The thing was to teach you to become a graduate.
Absolutely.
And bind you to the Philistines. And in any case, they were ready jobs and whatever. You are the new generation of reality that to survive in this world today really and truly is self-employment.
Yes.
Anywhere in the world, not peculiar to Nigeria.
Yeah.
And you've made a success out of it. I'm even at this and call me yourself too much. your baba self go the vex, say waiting. Because it excites me when I see something, you know, a story that I can refer to. Too many people have lost their way.
Yeah.
Too many people, in fact, sometimes, I shouldn't say this, but sometimes even those who are doing Yahoo Yahoo are engaged in something, but a lot of them have just, they just grumble from morning till night. And don't move an inch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's the thing. So,
okay, did you get any money from your dad? Because some people will say, oh, because you came from a rich family, because it's not easy to send somebody to Covenant. Any day you are giving Thanksgiving, give it to your dad. My daughter started with Covenant. So I know I know what it was like. So do you... What I asked you something.
You asked, did my dad give me any money?
To start the job, yes.
No. So I started this business on my own. I started with social capital, actually, because I worked in a company that had lots of young people. Mm-hmm. My first group of tours were actually my colleagues, my friends.
Mm.
Yes. So the first tour we ever did
was from the money they paid.
Yes, so the first one we ever did was not even paid for. It was, I just put out, I went on Canva, which is like a free... I went on Canva, which is a free tool for designing flyers. And I designed the flyer by myself, saying people should come to Lekki Conservation Center. No payment. Just come, bring your entrance fee. And that was all. And then the next one, I said, oh, people came actually. About 10 people showed up. And some of them were my colleagues. And then I said, oh, that means this thing works. Then the next one we did was to Takwa Bay. We had about 30 people. Mm-hmm. In fact, a blog carried it because it was something that people had not really seen. A group of solo travelers coming together to do something fun by themselves. You know, we did so many activities. We even recorded it. We played games. People interacted, made new friends. There was networking opportunities. And then the next one we did was to Badagry to see the slave route, the point of no return, Slave Museum, the first story building in Nigeria. Yes, and we charged it at, I think, about 3-5 back then.
It's free. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Just pretty little money.
Exactly.
Did you go to the and one in Ghana, Elmina Castle?
Elmina Castle.
For 1 week.
That's my hometown.
That's your hometown.
That's the only
for hometown, one yeah. For 1 week, I was seriously traumatized.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I mean
it's traumatic.
I was very, very traumatized.
Yeah.
And I think the part of it was when we were going through the castle and we got to the place where, you know, they put the
They put all of them then, in a very small...
All of a sudden, the lights went off.
Mm.
And, of course, everybody went into panic mode and the guy said, so imagine if you had to stay under this condition. Yeah. And then they marked the wall to show you the level of feces that was in the room. There was a marking on the wall like that. I just broke down, you know. It's not, I don't want to remember that. And for 1 week, thank God there was nobody say I was shooting.
Okay.
But we leave that out for now. So now you go as far as Indonesia, be?
Yes, we go as far as that. Bali.
Because you are my daughter, let me do some small ojuru for you. Where is your next trip?
Okay, so our next trip is Kenya and Rwanda.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yes, a combo trip.
Oh, both countries?
Kenyan, yes, both countries, yes.
Are you kidding?
No, sir.
And it's for how many days?
It's for 8 days.
8 days, that is Sunday to Sunday?
No, Sunday to Monday.
Monday.
Yes.
And you take off from here?
We take off from Lagos, Nigeria.
From Lagos. So, because the difficult part is how much it's going to cost.
No, it's on our page. It's on our page, so they can
do it. Is it something affordable? You will say that, but not everybody has your kind of income.
What is my kind of income? So we our tours sell according to how the times are. Unfortunately, the times are quite hard now, and you know with the rate of dollar, the tours are how much they should be. The tours have actually not changed though. It's just dollar that has the way dollar to naira
has gone up.
That's why the tours have gone up.
About how much is it? Tell me, I won't tell anybody. About how much?
Should I tell you? Am I free to say it?
Tell me now. Yes.
Okay, it includes flights.
Yes.
It includes accommodation, breakfast, lunch on some days, and it includes all the tours, activities. Yes.
Seeing the animals.
Yes, the giraffes.
The giraffes.
Yes, and all that.
I saw a giraffe once in Dubai.
Really? That's not authentic.
That's the only place I saw is giraffe. I saw a lion.
Or Rwanda.
I will never forget that lion. I'm seeing him in front of me like this. The lion was in the long cage. And I was, I just walked past and I said, look at a lion. And the guy just kept his gaze at me.
Really?
He didn't blink. He didn't turn.
Wow, way scared.
After 1 minute, I said, is this the way to the toilet? He just, animals are funny. He just kept looking at me. He wasn't switching his tail. He wasn't angry. He wasn't happy. He was just looking at me dead. Tell me what about boy.
You can walk with lions in Mauritius. Will you do it?
No.
I look forward to doing it.
I've seen it on Mauritius,
in Senegal as well. It's on my bucket list.
But do you know that animals are difficult to predict? Because we have dogs who have even beaten.
They tamed those ones. They won't bite you. I've carried a snake on my neck.
Yeah, I saw my aburo, Yomi Badejo Okosanya. He went for one conference. Mm. Then he went to I don't know where they were, part of the tour. And he had a stick with him. And
yes, and they were carrying lions. Yes, they were walking with lions.
I was praying to
God.
He's
on my bucket.
I didn't tell him, but I was saying to myself, if I knew that Yomi was going to do this, I would have asked for this vintage car that he just bought. But he survived it.
You survived now.
He survived it. Okay, let's give an average. Tell us how much it costs.
Okay, it's 2 million.
Yeah, but it's not much.
But to an average person, it may be a bit much.
Let us be honest now. An average person, unfortunately, in Nigeria is not going on any tour of that nature. That's real, When I see people, somebody once told me, Uncle JD, help me now. I said, well, what do you want? Help me. I said, what is it? I want to be going and coming back. I said, there was a case of somebody who was duped of about 10 million, 10 or something million, because she wanted to have Japa to go and be a caregiver. Look at that. So really,
amount of money, why are you not just in Nigeria?
It's a middle class thing. Okay, but the local ones, like the ones you did to Abeokuta and come back,
will
cost about how much?
So Abeokuta, that includes Olumoro and the Obasanjo's library and food, drinks, everything.
No,
it was just a day trip. 30,000 naira.
That's good.
Yeah. We're very fair.
Why did you go to Abeokuta by rail?
Okay, because we also include activities, and where activities happen, we're not able to do that on rail, and with the way rail works.
I've gone on the rail.
Yes.
But I'm sure you can see all kinds of fraudulent things going on.
Yes,
with the story that
I know that lady. She's actually a friend.
The management now wrote.
They wrote something.
The person who wrote the management, two of them were here. They wanted to give me 10K in this place. Hey. I've challenged them. You are talking to other people. At your level, you want to give me 10K.
I'm sure they'll be regretting.
Whether they regret or not is neither here nor there. That place should be cleaned thoroughly.
Yes.
It's a cesspot of corruption.
Someone has sent you a message incidentally regarding that issue this morning, just now.
That's what I mean. No, I know he's out there. I don't want to derail my dear lady here. We have just less than a minute to go before we take a break.
Yes, about,
or we should take the break
about
now.
50 seconds.
Okay, so let's take the break now. Okay, we're going to take a short break. All right, now you're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and I still have Social Prefect, in whom I am well pleased. Now I was wondering, do you do cruises?
Yes, we do cruises, yes.
Outside, do you have, an agency for, is it for one or you do for all cruise cruises?
Lines. We do cruise mainly lines. Royal Caribbean and MSC. European cruises.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You don't do, what's the name of this? PO. You don't do PO, and that's UK based cruise.
No, we don't do a lot coming out from UK.
Why is that? Is it a visa thing?
Yes,
That should be. That would be. I just discovered cruises, and I've gone gaga. Thanks to the like of you, Manuel Coca.
It's an amazing holiday. You just pack once.
Are you telling me?
And unpack once.
You don't even need change of clothes. You know, just keep your chest.
What happens in those cruises? I'm
It's like a city on water. It's like a moving city. There's everything on it. There's food every time of the day.
Let me knock him out.
Help
now.
You. Also okay. Help me.
Let me help you. The last cruise I went, I was on the 15th floor.
Wow. 15th floor?
Yeah.
Yes.
That high?
The restaurant? Yes. The 8,000 people on the ship.
8,000 people on the ship.
That's a skyscraper.
Yes.
Yes.
I was they call 15th deck, really.
15th deck, deck, yes. 15. Deck 15.
Mm-hmm. You won't know. Ah, but there was a time. Hey,
yeah.
Chineke.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
It was just slightly. It was moving. Money, Ori, Yamio. You know, I called my mom, but yeah, it could be. Then the other one shocker that I got was, you know, sometimes it happens to everybody. You just go into, I don't know what the word is for it, when you just have a certain consciousness of where you are.
Oh, no, I don't think that happened to me.
Nonstop. You are partying nonstop. Yeah, I couldn't. If you wanted to party 24 hours.
Yes, you can. There are shows, there are clubs,
so
everything.
So I walked to the balcony of the ship. I looked at Ari.
So where are you like this?
No, not that. It was all water left.
All water, no, nothing. So middle of nowhere.
My imagination started running wild. That thinking about Daku, if it develops a fault here now and stops,
who will push you? Who want to push
quickly,
you?
Quickly, I close the window and close the curtain. But it was fun. So yes, you organize cruises?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, I can help you tell people that. Because a lot of people believe that there's no start off point from here anyway.
No.
There's no start off point.
You have to first of all fly to. Yes.
Can't we do cruises here?
In Africa, we've actually been talking about it. There's a South African cruise. West Africa would actually be very good for cruises, but from Nigeria to Benin to Togo and then Ghana, you know. But how the port is, like how when you get there, it's like an airport. You check in everything.
It's big.
So like the whole process behind the cruise, we haven't figured that. It'll be hard for us to figure that out.
Well, I also think that the biggest challenge is security.
Yeah.
Security is not the biggest challenge, because also, like, I think like we overestimate these insecurity challenges in Africa. I think Africa is pretty safe to me. I think
you gotta take a click going to the clicks.
Nimbi.
No, not to the creeks. It won't go to the creeks. It doesn't have to go to
the creeks. It doesn't have to go to the creeks.
Yes, it doesn't have to go to the creeks. It's just from Lagos to Lomé to Cotonou.
That's true. It will go on the Badagry access to Accra.
Yes, to Accra. From Badagry to Accra. And then it can even go to Côte d'Ivoire.
Côte d'Ivoire, yes.
Yes.
To Togo.
Yes.
If you could do a 5-day cruise, actually.
It would be fantastic.
But you know,
and Africa has so much to offer. If Africa is my passion, I don't want to start talking about Africa now.
You know, it's funny. It's funny because when I came back from England, we came by boat.
Wow!
It took, not that I remember vividly things, but a few. One thing I remember is when we landed at Papa in those days.
Hmm.
When we landed at Papa Port.
Wow!
And then I was asking my mom. First time I was going to see. Imagine in the 50s.
Where, wow!
First time I was going to see so many black people.
Wow!
And I told my mom, I said, "Where are all these gollywogs coming?" I didn't know I was black.
Can you imagine?
I think remembering those things is what made me become a rebel.
Oh.
And so let's enough of this yarning. We could spend the whole morning yarning. I'm sure people out there would like to ask you questions, especially with the problems you had. Well, I'd like you to have this lady's attitude. Instead of looking, there are some people, you will agree, who wants to tell them, let's go downstairs for a drink. They will tell you that, you have to be careful, or should we go? We might fall on the staircase. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people like that, you know. And I'd be glad to entertain. You see, now, they are not calling now. You see, the young people out there are not calling. If it was a prize to win 2 cartons of Amstel Malt or something.
Give away
or to complain about government. Okay, let's pick that call. That could be Pastor Oladipo. He will give you his take on it. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir. Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, I really appreciate the lady there. I really appreciate your work.
Dr. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, but Uncle Jimmy, I have one thing on my mind that has been bothering me all this while.
Tell me.
Yes. As much as I love your program and I love you in person.
Ah, don't love me or just like me. Are you not
like
a man?
Yeah, I like in person as a man. I'm wondering, Uncle Jimmy, when are you going to bring either one Agbero, one...
That's a small matter. I've done it before.
No, I want...
I've done it before.
One local mechanic, one local person on the
I've
street
done it
that
before.
Is going to Nigerian economic and social problem. So I will come and discuss on this your...
Okay, I'll do it again. I've done it many times. There was one...
I want to experience it, please, Uncle.
Okay.
Many people will be waiting to experience that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm local.
Yeah, God bless you. God bless
you. Yeah,
I'm
can you be local? Too. When they're looking for TV, sir. Yeah. It's confusing me. I no comfort for your body.
you're too fresh to be local.
You see, I'm not telling you. Hey, let's pick another call. Hello. Good morning, Risi. Hello. I'm greeting you. If you don't greet me, I greet you. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
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 Good morning,
man. Morning. Go on.
Yeah. Okay. My daughter is 30
Oh, really?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes, because she's supposed to study nurse.
Yes.
And I'm sick for years. So she has to go for tourism. She's here.
Okay. Where is your daughter? I see there.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm fine.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20?
Oh.
Oh. You're studying tourism?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Where?
Now university. Open university.
Open university. University.
Okay.
Do you do IT?
No, this is my first year.
Are you going to get to a point where you'll do IT?
Yes.
Okay, when you want to do IT, can say, because I'm a director, I can say that social prefect would take you for IT. It's usually lost about 3 months.
Yes, yes.
And I will pay your salary for that 3 months. I will give you something that you can go and come, okay?
Thank you.
But so keep at it. Don't allow...
Yeah, keep at it. Tourism
keep at it. Let me talk to her, you know.
Okay,
talk to her.
Yeah, tourism is a very great course to study. There are lots of opportunities and you get to see the world. You get to connect with amazing people. And also, like, you can decide to become an entrepreneur, start your own business, or you can work with a tourism company and, you know, you get to see all these amazing places, learn about... You see, traveling is the best way to educate yourself. You know, there's no other form of education that is as best as seeing the world, seeing things around. So keep at it. I want you to take this course seriously. Study, learn, research, do your own personal research, learn about countries, and don't just get stuck in, you know, wanting to work in maybe like you can. There's so much you can do from tourism. You can work in a hotel, you can work as a tour guide, you can own your own company. So I want you to keep at it and keep going. The sky is the starting point for you.
Okay, and let me add, and I'd like you to correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not always right, you know.
Okay.
I'm a human being after all.
Yes, sir.
But tourism is one of the few professions you can easily become self-employed. Easily.
Yes, it is. It is.
Because
it
you is. Don't need that
low
much
barrier
infrastructure.
Entry, low barrier to enter. Yeah, you can either join a tourism association that we have in Nigeria. We have NATOP and NANTA. That's Nigerian Association of Travel Agents and Nigerian Association of Tour Operators. Those are the two that you need to enter then. So you don't even need to have an IATA certificate to start. Start with what you have. Start with where you are. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right. You tell you've heard all that, eh? Mm. So as soon as you're going on IT, you want to do your IT, contact a senior prefect. She will contact me. Social prefect. I will food. But social prefect, I cannot pay too much. I hope the salary is not like salary of an MD or something. No,
no sir.
All right. That's a lucky one. Very lucky person. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, Pastor Ladipo from Orilegon. Your take.
Good morning to his guest.
Yes. Pastor Ladipo is greeting you.
Good morning, sir. Good morning,
Pastor Ladipo. He's from Orilegon.
Oh, that's nice. I used to live near there before.
Near there. And let's listen to his take.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, your take.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
I want to ask a guest a question.
Yes.
Okay, sir.
How do you manage people with intention to run away from some of those stuff?
Fantastic question. That is
so
true.
So that's something that we do. We actually screen our guests before we ask them questions, and we profile people basically. So we have to know their social media. We also have to ask them serious questions, and there are certain questions that we'll ask that we'll know who wants to jackba or not.
But
the people that come and plainly tell us they want to jackba, and we have to tell them that no, we are purely a leisure and vacation company.
Why don't you hold on to their passport?
We've actually been lucky in 8 years. In some countries, we hold on to their passports, but not all countries.
Okay.
Yes, sometimes it's rude to, and the kind of guests that we, the kind of travelers that we actually have are important people. So it's rude to hold on to their passports because these are people that are of high caliber. Some of them are
high caliber too. The jackpot, professor, the jackpot.
In 8 years, we've had people. We've even taken as much as 100 people on a trip before. One trip, and none of them ran away. We always come back with every single person. Yes.
I can't do that.
In 8 years, we've never had
okay, are you held responsible?
You are held responsible, yes. Yes.
Oh.
In some countries, you could actually be banned from getting visas as a company. Yes. Mm.
So I hope you don't mind.
No.
This Singapore thing, how did you cope? Because when I went to Singapore, they gave me a paper. And that paper, they wrote in red, if we catch you with any banned substance, that is it for you.
Yes. So, Singapore is called a fine city. Not because it's fine, as in beautiful, but because they fine you for every little thing. If you chew gum in Singapore, that's an offense. It's an offense to chew gum. It's an offense to jaywalk, like cross without the lights being green for you. Even people walking, there's lights turning green for you.
It's discipline.
It's discipline. So Singapore is a very disciplined country. Right. So you have to be careful when you go to Singapore. You know, do things according to what they say you should do. Also, like, even with talking to... Okay, maybe I shouldn't say this on the show.
Talking to what?
Talking to ladies of the ninth. There's a way you have to be careful. I think they have to be the ones to approach you.
I don't know about that.
Wait. Let's get clarification on that one. I'm on my own, JJ.
Because it's an offense to... And that, I think
solicit.
Approach, yes, that to kind approach. Of thing. So it's wrong, and you can be jailed for it or something. There are so many simple things that you can be easily jailed for. You know, so you just have to be careful.
This is what
read their rules. Research on the rules before you go to any country.
This is what I tell people, especially if it's a vacation.
Yes.
And especially if it's not an English-speaking country. Go and read your whatever.
Yes, read the rules. Research
very
before
well.
You go to that country.
Before you hit that.
Especially road. Middle Eastern countries.
Yes.
You have to be very careful.
You have
to dress appropriately. Okay. You have to obey their rules. There are some countries that you're not meant to snap where there's a military.
That's almost all countries.
Almost all countries. You're not meant to take pictures of any military zone or anything like that. Or maybe the palace. So you just have to be careful because you don't want to get into trouble. Some people have been jailed from going on just vacation. Some people have lost their lives. Some people have been sentenced to maybe life imprisonment from just going
there
on.
There was a UK couple in so the papers in the careful. Daily Mail. They did something inconsequential. They jailed them.
They jailed them, yes. And then to now become a diplomatic issue, which you don't want to. And then, okay, I want to say a country that like Nigeria that may not really reach out to the other country as fast as other countries would. You don't want to do anything as a Nigeria.
I think that if you are not a solid, when I say solid, I don't mean money. I mean, but somebody who's used to travel and whatever. The first box
trip you have to go to
tick the boxes. Do not go to a country where they don't speak English.
That's a good tip. Yes. But another tip that I would give you would be go on a group trip, because those trips
so that
are
you
already...
make money.
No. No, for safety purposes. Uncle Jimmy. Ah, Uncle Jimmy say I not say come on my own trip, but go on any group trip.
Is that like a pastor would tell you? And there was somebody who came here 2 weeks ago. Today he's riding a Mercedes. Okay, let's see. Two left. Let's see. Can we have another call? Do we have another caller? Go on the group. Do you do pilgrimages though?
No, not yet.
You should start.
Yes, sir.
You can do both the Mecca one and the other one.
Yes,
the Mecca one might be difficult for you. I don't know if you have to be a Muslim to do that.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But because I am one of those who believe that the government shouldn't have any hand
in pilgrimages.
In some other countries, it's a private affair.
And they are tour operators.
Are we a religious country?
Yes, we are.
We are not supposed to be.
But we are
If we're a religious company, what is our religion?
None. We have many. We have two main ones.
Why do you have two? You see, that's a problem with Africa.
Okay, three main.
Our own now comes third. And we put it
by the way, someone sent you a prayer on WhatsApp. I don't know, maybe later you read it.
I can pray by myself. No,
okay,
I don't.
We have another call, sir.
Yeah, okay. Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Who's calling? The line is not clear. Pick another call.
Hello.
The line is not clear. I can't hear what you're saying. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir. Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
This is Mrs. Oboli.
Yes, quickly. We're running out of time.
I want to commend the guest in the studio. She's doing phenomenal work, honestly.
Thank you,
ma'am.
God bless you.
Yes. Thank
Uncle
you, ma'am.
Jimmy, thanks for always catching us up as usual.
Well, it's not deliberate. It's these people. It's the people. Okay, I was going to ask you now, because we're running out of time.
Okay. Sir.
What new thing are you going to do in 2024?
That's a really great question.
Is it a new destination? Is it so you do cruises? You don't have to go with the cruises anyway.
No,
and they're on their own.
No, they can go on their own. Yes,
but you do tours.
We do
you do one every month or every quarter? Or what?
So we don't just do set date tours, which is the group trips. We also plan for families. So, for example, if a family wants to go, or if someone, a couple, they want to go on their honeymoon. In fact, we did a honeymoon for a couple that they just went to Benin Republic, you know, an affordable honeymoon. So it's quite affordable.
You saw the couple?
Yes, we know.
Who looked the happier of the two?
You know the answer.
There are some honeymoons where we say the woman don't leave babe behind, but it's the wife that will be smiling.
Not this couple, not our own couples. They were both happy.
Are you sure?
Very.
Oh, okay. When they were walking, who was in front and who was dragging them?
That's a trick question.
I'm telling you.
Because the other guy will be thinking of after we start the real life, what's going to happen?
You know, I'd like you to look at, you know, the one for Jerusalem pilgrims, that as they call themselves.
Okay, yes.
There's a lot of money to be made there. And I'd be glad to join a group tour going to Kenya. It's too late now, you know, tickets will be paid small.
Yes.
Do you have any interaction with people like Waka now? Do you do?
Yes, we do.
Collaboration
with them?
Yes,
we do.
I'd like to go the one that I will see the animal, but they will put me in an air-conditioned car.
I don't want to go in those open.
The thing pained me as I was looking at the video. I said, why didn't Yomi pack his guy in the house? if the lion eats him, good luck to him. Okay, it's 9:50. I can take just one more phone call and then we'll have to go. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Uncle Jimmy, hey. Thank God. Thank God. I got your life today.
Yes.
I've been trying.
Really?
But I love your program every time.
Me, you don't love me.
I love you too.
I don't want problem for your husband though.
No, 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 that's not a problem. That's a problem. Auntie, the suit, I greet you.
Good morning, ma.
You are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, ma.
Thank you very much, ma.
In fact, I love this your program, but it's like money issue, this thing.
Okay, ma, don't worry, ma. Thank you very much. We got to go.
I need your number. I want to speak some certain things. Like the first program that you make this morning, you say about nurses and all this. Uncle Jimmy, in fact, what the doctors are doing?
About nurses? Oh, no, maybe now Kofi do that program.
Nurses.
So I need your number so that
okay for nurses. Yes, I remember what you said. What I said was that those of you who are auxiliary nurses and so on and so forth, who don't have a license to treat people at home,
yes,
you better be careful, please.
Yes, sir.
Giving drip and all these things home, you better be careful.
If you eventually cross hospital now,
yes,
I went to hospital.
Yes,
they collected. They give me a drug of 400 naira, collect 29,500 naira from me.
Hmm.
In fact.
Okay, ma. Go. When you.
Their doctors are doing now.
We
don't have money. We don't need to.
Mama, listen. Where do you live? Where do you live?
There, they will say, okay. Chebi, you don't come.
Okay, mama. Where do you live?
I live in Kirikiri.
Go to the general hospital there. Go government hospital, no go this private.
Uncle Jimmy, I'll go to this mother and the child.
Yes, go there.
The same thing, Uncle Jimmy. The same thing. If I
talk okay, we go tell Governor Sawulu. I've got to go, Mama. Call me on Tuesday on phone. Mm? All right, I got to go. Social Prefect, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God
sir.
Bless you. And like I told you, I'm interested in anyone to go and see, as long as I'm undercover.
No, they will give you stick too and walk the
lion. I will not use stick. What I will use is inside me. Don't worry. You leave that one to me. I got to go. Tomorrow, I'm going to speak to Kunle Anikulapo Kuti. Fellas. One of Fela's sons.
Amazing.
That most people don't know and haven't heard from. Okay. Kunle will be here tomorrow in the spirit of celebration. Kofi?
Wow, fantastic.
Thank you, please, Kofi.
Someone is asking how to get across to her, sir.
No, she will Google her name. I can't run the commercial here.
Okay.
Just Google.
No problem.
So can you please escort Madam Social Prefect out of this? Since you have been studying that.
No, he hasn't. Don't Uncle Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, we'll both escort her out.
No, we don't have to. This one I'm African. Yeah. You can move yonder. You can go. I'll see you all tomorrow at 9. Bye.